indigenous American musicians played the drums and chanted as hundreds of sisters from dozens of different nations took to the streets. They were marching along Main Street advocating for the right to clean water. Along the way, there were spectators who shot photos and videos of the march. There were sisters who were holding banners and signs reading Mercy for Earth and Life is Water.
We want to be public about our concern for the human right to water.
That's Sister Eileen O'Connor. She's been a member of the Sisters of Mercy in Buffalo for 61 years. She says the group hopes to draw attention to serious environmental issues and promotes environmental stewardship by encouraging people to take action to help protect the Great Lakes and other waterways.
I'm very concerned about the Great Lakes and about our waterways, and I'm very concerned about proposed massive cuts to the EPA that protects those waterways. Also, there are sisters here from 12 different countries, and they have many, many water issues in their countries as well. So we have a global perspective, not just a local one.
Sister Sharon Erickson has been a member of the Sisters of Mercy in Buffalo for 59 years. For her, she says the event was very spiritual.
The solidarity that you experience in a group has a phenomenal effect on your person, your spirituality, your belief system. There's nothing like joining together for the right reason.
The event was also a part of their congregational chapter meeting taking place through June 29th. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.